Good morning. We're continuing Chayil Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Yud Aleph, Simon Beis. Simon Beis, the Chayyadim deals with the Tolda of Zareya, where a person puts seeds into water and they start to germinate, which is what happens. You put seeds into water, eventually they start to germinate, so they start growing. So that's going to be a form of Zareya. Now, a person can put the seeds into water with the goal that he's going to cause them to germinate. For example, when a person uses malt in the process of making beer or whiskey, malted grain means that it has started to germinate. It started to becoming a plant. And then afterwards, they use that. It has a different flavor than the original kernel because it's molecular structure is changing, but it's becoming a plant. And then they use that to create the flavor of the beer or the whiskey they're making. So if a person would soak them for the purpose of making malt, that's quite different when a person is soaking the grains with the plant to feed them to their animal. Third scenario is where a person is not soaking it intentionally at all, but they're putting it in a place for the animals to come, the birds to come, their chickens to come and peck and eat them. But the area where they put it, the ground is very moist, and this is going to happen. If the birds do not get to all of the seeds, some of the seeds will start to germinate. So Chayyadim touches on all these different possibilities in this siman. It's there where a person is doing it intentionally, where a person is actually soaking in water, but not within the purpose of causing it to germinate. And a place where a person is putting it in a place which is wet, very wet, but he has no intention at all to soak it, even though that's going to happen inevitably. So Chayyadim says the following, a Sharech Chitin, person who is soaking Chitim, B'Shar Zarenim, or other types of seeds, B'Mayim, he puts them into water, he wants them to soften, so the germination process, as the seed softens, it's much easier for it to germinate, for it to start to grow. He wants it to soften and then to start to sprout. Before you plant kidneys, they would soak them before they plant them. Or a person is soaking grains because he wants to make it into some type of a malt. So his intention over here in both these cases is that he wants it to germinate. So Yadam says that situation, the person is chayiv. And this is the shear for chayiv over here, it's even one seed. Venerally, the take of Mishnosalamayim, chayiv. So maybe the person's only chayiv if it actually starts to sprout. We discussed this idea that maybe the chayiv ties into only a situation where it's actually sprouting. Chayyadim says no. He feels that the opinion is correct. As soon as you put it into the situation with the intent that it should sprout, that's the malacha of Zareya. He's planting something for the purpose of it to cause it to sprout. Even though the sprouting did not take place yet, the person is going to be chayiv. So this is not an issur d'rabbanan. This is an issur d'oraisa, and this is not like the opinion of the Magen Avraham that it's only if it actually sprouts that the person is going to be chayiv. So according to Chayyadim, we mentioned before, we should wonder like, did it sprout on Shabbos or after Shabbos? It wouldn't make a difference because according to Chayyadim, as long as he puts it there for the purpose of causing it to sprout, even though it didn't happen on Shabbos, he's going to be held chayiv for the act of putting it in to do that, to accomplish that. As that's scenario number one, the Chayim deals with the case of a person is doing this intentionally in order to accomplish the goal of sprouting, which is the process of Zareya. So the person is going to be, that's going to be Nisid the Raisa to do so, to told of Zareya, he's going to be chayiv. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two, he deals with He wants to soak grain to soften it up, that to feed it to his animal. He has no interest in the grain sprouting at all. And the animal's going to be eating it before it sprouts. So he's not engaged at all in an act of planting. What he's doing is soaking something, giving it to the animal, and the animal will complete eat it before it actually sprouts. Then come also ragli hisrachik. He doesn't intend it to, for the purposes of sprouting. And it's not going to happen. The animal's going to eat it before that happens. So in those situations, that's mutter to do. So that's the other end of the spectrum. The third case, we'll talk about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.